Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for June the 9th. Today's devotion is entitled, The House God Chooses to Dwell In. We'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 6, verses 11 through 13. Now the word of the Lord came to Solomon, concerning this house that you are building, if you walk in my statutes, then I will establish my word with you, which I spoke to David, your father. And I will dwell among the children of Israel, and I will not forsake my people, Israel. In the middle of Solomon's focus on temple measurements, materials, and design, the Lord reminded Solomon that his presence among his people depended on covenant faithfulness more than the completion of a building. God promised to establish his word to David and dwell among Israel if Solomon walked in obedience to his commands. The temple was important, but obedience was essential. Solomon focused on building a house for the Lord, while God focused on building a faithful people. The Lord was more concerned with Solomon's walk than Solomon's work. We can easily become occupied with what we do for God while neglecting our relationship with Him. We may devote ourselves to ministry, church activities, leadership responsibilities, or good works, and assume that our service compensates for our lack of personal obedience. Yet God desires more than our labor. He desires our hearts. No amount of religious activity can replace a life surrendered to His will. The Lord still seeks a people who walk with Him, trust Him, and obey Him. Through Christ, we have become the dwelling place of God's Spirit. Therefore, we must give as much attention to our walk with God as we do our work for God. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for desiring to dwell among your people. Forgive us for the times we have focused more on our work than on our walk with you. Make us faithful servants who honor you not only with our actions, but also with our character. By your Spirit, shape us into the dwelling place you desire. In Jesus' name, amen.